Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I do love our jazzy Christmas music.
Yeah, it's
so
cute. Yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a holiday coffee shop or something.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast with me, Danny Pellegrino.
And me, Jenna Brister.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Oh, really good, actually.
Yeah, are you feeling relaxed? Are you feeling rejuvenated? Are you feeling cozy?
I'm feeling all of the above because it's so rare that we cover a perfect film.
Oh, yeah. This is a
this is a
today we're going to be covering the holiday.
Yeah.
The
How holiday. Are you feeling today?
Good. Before we get into it, though, I just thought we could maybe talk about rom-coms really quickly because this is, I think, one of the best examples of the rom-com canon. It's by Nancy Myers, and I think it's so beautiful and warm and lovely, and there's great music and performances, but it's not necessarily my all-time favorite because there have been so many great rom-coms. Mm-hmm. So my personal favorite is You've Got Mail, but I also think there's movies like While You Were Sleeping, if you're looking for a Christmassy rom-com that
Something's
often
gotta
gets
give.
Overlooked. Something's Gotta Give. Do you consider, I mean, there's like a snowy scene in that. Do you consider that Christmassy?
Not so much, not so much Christmas, but just a great rom-com.
When's the ideal time to watch Something's Gotta Give of year?
Early November.
Interesting.
Or summer.
Yeah.
Because the Hamptons.
Yeah, it's a
She's
summer
cozy
vibe
Hamptons.
To me.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a late summer August vibe, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. While You Were Sleeping, though, is a Christmas movie, and people need to start recognizing it as such.
Yeah.
When would you watch Sleepless in Seattle, I think, is a Christmas movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Christmas.
Yeah.
And then You've Got Mail, it can be any season, but I like to watch it at least once during each of them. Mm-hmm.
And When Harry Met Sally.
New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
We keep saying we're going to cover When Harry Met Sally.
We should. Yeah.
We got a lot of movies to cover.
Yeah. I have to come out with this. I find Billy Crystal very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
100%. No, sorry. Please. I'm loud and proud. I feel the same way, especially in that movie. Maybe not all the time,
so cute
but
in that
movie.
Yeah.
He's really cute. And he's got the knit sweaters on.
Yes.
Very attractive.
And like the wild hair and just he's unhinged. But I think, as a man, and I love him.
I think he was much older than Meg when he did it. And they're supposed to be the same age or something.
Oh, funny.
But of course, that's so Hollywood. It's like, it's like, what's that? Jack Nicholson in Something's Gotta Give, where he's dating Amanda Peet.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like she's 50 years younger than you.
Wait. We're going to get into the holiday in a second. We'll play the trailer. But I just saw Jack Nicholson's son.
Oh,
he's an actor too. Did you know this?
Nah, I just saw a picture. He's hot.
He's hot?
I know.
And he's in that new movie, Something from Tiffany's.
Which I haven't seen that yet.
It's cute. It's really cute. But it's with Zoe Deutsch.
Netflix?
It's Amazon Prime.
Amazon, okay.
Very cute. Produced by Reese Witherspoon. It's got that vibe.
Love
they
her.
Do all the good hallmarks of a rom-com. They have it Christmassy. She works at a bread shop, so you get to see a lot of bread food porn. Yeah.
I'm into that.
It's good.
Bakery porn? Oh my gosh. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Remember that scene?
They took all the hallmarks. They got a hot guy, Nate from Insecure. This hot guy's in it. So it's a good one.
I'm watching that later tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good. But Jack Nicholson's son's in it.
Wow.
And I'm watching. I'm like, that guy looks so familiar. And then I find out that he's Jack Nicholson's son. He's not on social media, so you can't even find him.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's got that young Jack thing. And it's just, I think that Jack Nicholson has this it factor that, because I don't find him attractive.
Yeah, no.
But he's got this, like, je ne sais quoi.
A weird swagger.
Would you sleep with Jack Nicholson in Something's Gotta Give?
Oh, you know what? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I would. But I would, Steve Martin is my, like, that's the one.
Oh, from It's Complicated.
I would love, yeah, from any era, yeah. From House Sitter.
Yeah.
You know, I just find Steve Martin so attractive.
He's very
attractive.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's complicated. I think they're hotter than John Krasinski in that movie.
Oh, 100%.
Those kids are weird.
Yeah, those kids are weird. Yeah, Krasinski, I'm like, no, move over. Yes,
what is with the kids in that movie?
Oh, yeah, no.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steve is all the
way. Yeah.
Let's play a little clip, a little trailer from The Holiday, starring Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jack Black, Jude Law, written by Nancy Meyers, directed by Nancy Meyers. I don't know if she wrote it, but here, let's listen to a clip.
You know, Graham, I just broke up with someone. And considering that you showed up and you're insanely good looking and probably won't remember me anyway, I'm thinking we should have sex. If you want.
Is that a trick question?
Seems I had it all wrong. It turns out you'll go somewhere new and meet people who make you feel worthwhile again.
It's Christmas Eve and we are going to celebrate being young and being alive.
Sorry, that was Amanda.
Find out how she is.
Can you tell him I'm good?
How's she doing?
What's he been up to?
Hold, please.
I can't believe that you have had sex with the woman staying in my house.
He told you that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Holiday.
I can't believe you've had sex with Amanda. She's been there 5 days. And then you meet her and immediately get into her knickers.
Still me.
Jenna, you can't actually hear the trailer that I just played, but they played that very cheesy, like, 2000s music that they would play in a rom-com trailer.
Yeah.
And I just miss that era.
I do, too.
It was such a beautiful time.
I miss it so much. I remember I first saw this at a mall movie theater in Oregon with my best friend / roommates from college. And I remember seeing it and being like, this is iconic. Like, this movie is so good. It blew my mind when I saw it in the theater.
Also, what blows my mind is a mall. When my parents were here, we went to Topanga Canyon Mall. Have you ever been to that mall?
Oh, once.
Jenna, it is stuck in the 90s.
It's stuck in the 90s.
And
it's a mall.
I loved it. We all felt like we hopped in a time machine and we just got to this mall, Topanga Canyon Mall.
Yeah.
And they had all these stores that I didn't even know existed. It was like, there's a FYE. It's like, where the fuck's a FYE come from?
Mm-hmm.
There's Babbage's or I don't know. It was like crazy.
Pandora.
Spencer
Gifts. Yeah, totally.
Matt and I walked into the Spencer Gifts and I was like, where are we?
Yeah.
How does this still exist? Why is there a Spencer Gifts next to a Lids?
Yes.
Shocking.
Yeah.
KB Toys. And there were so many people there too. It was Thanksgiving weekend. So of course it was a holiday weekend, but like, where did all these people come from? Where'd this mall come from?
Yeah.
And I miss mall culture.
I do too. Beautiful. I love mall culture.
Yeah. What was your favorite store back in the day? Like, what store do you wish you could bring back?
I loved Wet Seal. I don't know if that's one. You're Wet Seal. I think I bought my first crop top there, like with babysitting money. It was like a pink snakeskin crop top, which was not at all my personality, but I was like, this is hot.
Yeah.
And it zipped up the side and it was like $11. And I remember being like, I'm an adult. I'm a hot woman. I was 13, you know, and like forever an A cup, you know, but I was like, this tube top is my personality.
Yeah. It's snakeskin?
Yeah. It was like snakeskin. A pink snake. Like, oh, I had no business.
Wait, was Wet Seal only girls' clothes?
I think it was only girls. Yeah.
Because I don't think I ever.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I was making like thumb rings my personality. And they weren't. So it was like just, I remember going to American Eagle and being like, I need some thumb rings.
Yeah. Did you like Structure or the Limited?
Yeah, Structure for sure. Structure wasn't, that became Men's Express Structure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I worked at a Men's Express and I remember. I thought it was, it was the same. They bought it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved Structure. Of course, I always wanted Abercrombie, but my mom wouldn't go to Abercrombie. Should we go to Aeropostale? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing fit right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Those did not fit proper.
Yeah. I loved I mean, Claire's was awesome too, because I had so many accessories and stuff like that. But
that was great. We didn't go into Claire's.
Like, the mall was like where you would go to hang out. That was like a date spot. I know. It's like, okay, we're going to the mall.
My friend Jen and I were going on Saturday to Panga Canyon because I told her about this time machine.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go and just like pretend we're in the 90s. Yes. Obviously, I like to escape the current decade.
Yes.
But yeah, I remember Old Navy still exists, but that was the other place I feel like we shopped.
Mm-hmm. Mervyn's, Sears.
What's Mervyn's?
JCPenney. Do you not have Mervyn's? No. It was kind of like a Sears or a JCPenney.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe it's only Pacific Northwest.
Wait, my grandpa, like he worked at a Sears. I love Sears. When I was growing up, anytime my parents had like a big purchase, to them at the time, it was like $25 could be a big purchase. So we would always have to like get my grandpa and like pick him up and take him so that we could use his discount. And I look back now and it was probably 20% discount.
Yeah.
And we would have to pick him up and it would be a big to do. Like, we got to get grandpa. Dad wants to buy a new suit, $60 suit. Got to save 20%, get that $12 off.
Go get grandpa.
And so we had to go get grandpa. And it was like, it was always a Jew because my grandpa was an asshole too. Like, he was the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
But so we would have to like get him on board
and
deal with all of that. And like, he would hold it over everybody. I remember one time my parents had to buy a new dryer. And so, of course, they wanted to use a discount for that. That was a big purchase
because that's it. Yeah,
but my grandpa, my dad,
what was he like?
He was an asshole. My dad borrowed money from him, and I remember my grandpa charged him interest. Like,
oh, if no,
yeah, like, and my grandpa was just an asshole.
What was his name?
Frank. I didn't get along with him at all. And he my grandma was like an angel, and he was just like a fucked up to my grandma. And I've heard so many stories about like just how my grandpa was. I saw him as I was a kid, and he was just an asshole to us, or to me, I feel like, specifically. But also, I heard stories about... It just seemed... I shouldn't be airing the family's dirty
laundry. No, it's okay.
Hopefully none of them are listening to this podcast. And if they are, Pellegrinos, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone I told you this.
But it's funny that, like, the discount was worth enduring Grandpa Frank in the van for 12 minutes to get to the mall.
Yeah, like,
just for him to be like,
Sears
company code 11582.
And Jenna, it was hard because he retired from Sears. Oh, no. So it was also, it wasn't like he was currently working there. It was like we would get to Sears and then they'd have to like look him up. And it was like a big to do because.
Yeah, and a binder. You know, it was in a binder. And they found like an old headshot or something.
Yeah.
A Polaroid of Grandpa Frank.
It was a different time. But he got softer as he got old. And then he passed away after my grandma. And so he got softer and, you know, God bless.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they do.
I just did like a therapy session with my grandpa.
I liked it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Sorry. Did you get along with all your grandparents?
You know what? Oh, I did. I knew, I was very, very close to my grandma Roseanne, my dad's mom. This is her wedding ring. Mm. Gorgeous. She was like the Paris Hilton of Houston, Texas in the 30s and 40s.
She
was so cool. Like the newspapers were like report on what she was doing. Cause she came from like Texas oil tycoon money. And so she was like a young socialite, but went to secretary's college. And she was actually the reason I got into comedy. I remember I was like in fifth grade and I used to put on like sketch comedy at the family reunions. And I'd be like, Grandma, do you have any wigs and jewelry? And she's like, yeah, here you go. So I'd like put on like her outfits and do plays for my family. And she pulled me aside one like summer at her lake house and was like, Jenna, you need to do comedy. And I was like, okay.
I love that encouragement.
Yeah. She was so cool.
If I were to perform in front of my grandpa, he'd call me a fag and make me cut his grass. Be like, Dan, you got to get over there and cut his grass. I remember I was had to cut his fucking grass. And he was such an asshole to me. And yet I still had to do all the grass. He owned like 6 acres. I had to cut it with a push mower.
No.
I'm sorry.
This is a push mower? No, my grandparents have those like riding ones. I always thought it was so cool.
They had the biggest yard. And he was such an asshole. He refused to get a one that you didn't have to push. I'm not even talking a riding mower. I'm talking about it was the push one.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of trees. He would literally... watch me cut the grass.
No.
And he would come outside. If I didn't pause the the mower, and like stop it, go get the tree branches so that the push mower didn't go over it, he would come out and yell at me.
No.
And I was doing this all for free. Like he just made us, it was like some reason we had to cut grandpa's grass all the time. Part of the deal.
Part of the deal, the discount.
It's just, I know, to get that serious fucking discount.
Yeah, not worth it.
The trauma that I went through.
The trauma, the childhood landscaping trauma.
Wait, we're talking about the holiday.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the holiday. Wait, Which, oh, actually, this ties in because talking about landscaping, one of the funniest moments, this is an unsung hero of this movie. Early on in the cold open, when Cameron Diaz and Ed Burns, who was hot, so by the way, God, that guy is so fine.
I find him so attractive.
He is, I can't even handle it. Like, oh my God.
I think he should have been the Jack Black. Oof. Role. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, totally. He's so hot. When they're fighting, there's this moment where he looks over at the guy who's guard, the landscaper, and he has the LA Dodgers hat on, and she's, Cameron Diaz is up in the Juliet balcony yelling down at him. He's like, did you sleep with her? Like, your secretary. And Ed Burns looks over to the gardener and he shakes his head. Don't say anything. That is a hilarious moment.
So good.
No lines.
So good.
Perfect comedy. Landscape delivery.
And just to reiterate, Nancy Meyers often gets typecast into someone who only does beautiful kitchens, which she does really well. But she doesn't get enough credit for her character work.
Totally.
Her directing styles. Like, she does a lot of good things, but people only focus on the kitchens.
Yeah.
She does good, big characters.
And she wrote this specifically for Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz
in mind,
which isn't that cool? Because as a screenwriter, you have someone in mind. You don't always get to cast who you dream unless you're Nancy Meyers.
Yeah.
But she got to that point.
I love that.
You know? But then I think she had to convince Jack Black. She invited him to her house. Being Jack Black going to Nancy Meyers' house. She cooked him pasta.
And what jet was this, like, School of Rock era?
Yeah. This was post School of Rock, because she saw School of Rock and was like, he's my romantic lead. And he had never done a rom-com. So he was like, no. So he goes over to Nancy Meyers. They're having pasta. Could you imagine? And she's like, I want you to do this. And he's like, have you seen my work before? And so she's like, yes, I have. I saw School of Rock. I saw you with kids. I think you're great. And then she had to convince him to do it.
Wow. That's disgusting. That he had needed convincing to do work with Nancy Meyers.
But then he found out his love interest was Kate Winslet, and he said yes right away.
Yeah, sure.
Which makes sense, because Kate Winslet is adorable.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
To me, he was always the most miscast. I know people like him in this. I just think he's miscast. That's my opinion of it, but I know people like him. But you know what makes up for it is Jude Law, because I've never seen someone more attractive. Jude Law in that era, the whole era, 2004-ish.
Yeah. He is so hot. And Nancy, which ironically was the most concerned about his casting.
What?
Yeah, because he'd only done drama before. And she's like, I don't know if he can do it. And he was also not sure he would bring the, like, soft stuff. But he was, he's so amazing.
Good. Yeah, he's so
good. The fact that his character cries easy, is a sweet dad.
I did hear, though, have you noticed he's, like, super tan in some scenes? Apparently,
yes.
They had pickups or something, and he would have been living outside and got so really tan or something. There was, like, some story behind it, which I should have researched more before we get on here. But there was some reason why some scenes he looks orange and then other scenes he isn't as much. But I've never seen someone so attractive. I mean, with the napkin over his head, even when he's Mr. Napkin Head, he's still so hot.
I ran into him once in New York because he was doing a Broadway show when I lived there, and it was winter, and I was walking down the street, and he's like my height.
Yeah, he's short.
You know? Yeah. Stunning in person. Yeah, but like very low key. But then you look at his eyes and his smile and you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, this is when Cameron Diaz was still dating Justin Timberlake when she was shooting this movie. So he would fly to London and visit her on set. I care because I follow NSYNC.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, when I interviewed Cameron Diaz, I ask all of my guests their favorite Mariah Carey song.
Yes.
And I was afraid to ask her favorite Mariah Carey song, because I think she had like a thing with Mariah Carey when they were, one of them was dating Derek Jeter, and then the other started dating Derek Jeter. I don't know the exact timeline of it, but I remember in my research, I was like, oh, how do I get around this?
Oh my God. Is Jeter is there like, what's it called? Is it Eskimo?
Oh yeah, Eskimo twins?
Eskimo twins, if you like bang the same person.
So I steered clear of that, but I also glad I didn't ask about Justin Timberlake. But the dating stories of that time, people were just hooking up left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who dated on set. I wonder if there was like a Jude Law, Cameron Diaz moment.
Think?
She was with Justin.
I hope so. Yeah, she was with Justin at that point for shooting. And I wonder if Jude and Sienna Miller had broken up by then. I don't know.
I want to put this on record. If Matt was shooting a movie with Jude Law circa 2004 and Jude Law wanted to sleep with him, I'd say go right ahead.
Yeah.
I'd be mad if you didn't.
Oh, could you not? Let me be Eskimos with Jude Law.
I'd be upset. I'd be upset if you didn't take advantage of that. So
Do you have a fave? Oh, so actually I found a quiz online.
Oh, yeah.
In part of my research, I was like, okay, there's got to be some sort of
Who are you?
So I texted you the link to the quiz.
Okay.
And the other night while I was watching this, I took it in full earnest. Like all my answers were, okay, so it's BuzzFeed. If anyone who's listening Googles, which character from the holiday are you? BuzzFeed.com. It'll pop up. So
I
Danny,
love our research.
Let's, yeah.
We talk about our family trauma and then do BuzzFeed quizzes. That's what you get.
Exactly. It's very, very iconic therapy session.
Did you just see the guy from A Christmas Story, that movie,
the Ralphie guy?
Yeah. He just started a holiday movie podcast that's produced by Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
And really? I saw the trailer for it because the first episode, I think, just came out. I haven't listened to the episodes, but I saw the trailer for it. And it's so funny because it's a holiday movie breakdown podcast, much like we're doing here.
Yeah.
But they have cast members from the show, and they're talking about the making of these movies, and they're breaking them down. And then I was just laughing, thinking of ours. And
I was just Jenna drunk Googling in the night, texting you fast BuzzFeed quizzes, being like, let's take this.
Like me occasionally looking up from my phone and then texting myself, like, talketh about Janice and a Muppets Christmas Carol.
Like, okay, before we take the quiz, let's talk about who did you relate, like which storyline did you relate to the most when you first saw it? Because I feel like when this movie came out, that was a while ago, right? It was like,
it was, yeah,
2007, 2006,
something like that.
Yeah. And the odds. I should know that.
It was then. I remember actually getting, fighting for a DVD on a Black Friday of the holiday.
Oh yeah.
Cause like one of those perennial ones that was always $3.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking
about?
That's
one of the only DVDs I still have. In my collection is the holiday.
Did you get on Black Friday? Probably. It was only $3.
Yeah. It has a sticker on the thing.
It was always $3 mm-hmm. for like a good 15 years. You would open up the Best Buy ad and would say $3 Black Friday doorbuster deal.
Done.
The holiday.
Doorbuster deal. Yes.
You'd get the doorbuster. Yeah. You'd get a free snow globe with it mm-hmm. and you'd get the holiday on DVD. Anyway, so I think when I first saw it, I was most attracted to Cameron Diaz's house.
Oh, yes.
Like, I loved both. Obviously, the other one's much more cozy. But speaking of getting DVDs on a Black Friday, that's the kind of human that I was back in that day.
Yeah.
Was, like, fighting people for DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were trampling each other over a
or homicides.
They're killing each other for a deal, a doorbuster. And I was just at the DVD collection.
Do you know that house? So the exterior is real. It's in San Marino. We should go. That's like 20 miles from here.
The house is so big and beautiful.
That's where Father of the Bride is shot.
That one shot of Kate Winslet picking out the DVD, that was like enough to sell me on that storyline of like, to just be in that room with the, oh my God, the other thing that I still to this day dream of, the blackout curtains.
Oh my God. Oh,
have you ever stayed in a hotel with the blackout curtains?
Yeah. Pushes a button. I think the Ace Hotel does that. And it comes down.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh, so that blockbuster scene, Dustin Hoffman was not scripted in. He happened to be walking around wherever they were shooting, like a blockbuster in like Malibu or something. Dustin Hoffman happened to see a film set, walked over because he knows Nancy Myers. So he's like, oh, hey, Nance, what's going on? And she was like, Dustin.
Wait, I love your Dustin Hoffman impression.
Yeah. Hey, Nance, it's me, Dustin. That's why he looks so schlubby because he was literally running Aaron's in that outfit in the movie. Like, he's in a gray hoodie and a striped shirt. And so Nancy's like, Dustin, can you please just jump in? And so it wasn't planned for him to be in the background. Because remember The Graduate? He's like, remember this one? Like, where that's did smart, you go?
Writing on your feet.
Yeah. Which is Nancy Myers and Jack Black.
That's quick on your feet. Do you think he did makeup?
No.
You don't think he did makeup? Like, I don't. Maybe just like a little powder?
Maybe like one thing on his like nose and mid forehead. T-zone. T-zone.
Because I feel like T-zone. You just wander in, you're at Blockbuster, like your T-zone's going to be shiny.
Like,
and it's not going to match the aesthetic of Nancy Myers. So they must have had to throw him in makeup, right?
All. Yeah. And it's such a perfect little cameo.
Also, what's sad to me is that nowadays that couldn't happen because of COVID protocols and everything.
I know.
You would never just get somebody, Jennifer Lawrence, stumbling in the background or something.
Mm-hmm. Being like, oh, hey, I know you. I'll do this.
Okay, wait. Should we do this quiz?
Yeah, let's do the quiz.
Okay, wait. So who did you get? Do you want to reveal that? So, and then we'll see who I get.
Full truth. I got Mr. Napkinhead.
Do you relate to that?
I actually do. Okay. Which was surprising. I didn't expect it because when I first saw it, I so related to, it's before I moved to California. So I wanted to be obviously living in the Cameron Diaz house, but I was more of an Iris. I was like the queen of unrequited love affairs. I was like,
oh really?
And I was, oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
With a boss. Did you ever have that with a boss?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Actually specifically that. Yeah. Where I was always in love with like people who I was not dating, you know? And so when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a red flag, cautionary tale. But I also learned that Kate Winslet and, you know, Jasper, Rufus Sewell, dated in the 90s for a couple months, which means they fucked.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then they
In the 90s. And then years later, Nancy Myers is like, hi, you know?
I want to know who fucked Ed Burns.
Oh, God, I know.
Like, somebody better have gotten on that.
He's so hot.
Ride that Polar Express. He's still
with Chrissy Turlington. Yeah, they're together. They're married. I think they have kids.
He almost came on my show once because he had some movie that he directed. It was like an indie movie. And then he ended up like not doing any press for it, I think. But I tried really hard. Of course, I just want to talk about this and 27 Dresses, which he also appears
in. Yeah.
But he always is playing like the dirtball guy. And I'm like, but he's so hot. Let him play the hot guy.
The nice guy.
Like the nice one.
Like the Jack Black.
Like, let him take off his blouse and see what happens.
Okay. So do you want to take the quiz? Wait. So as you're listening along, everyone who's listening, just pull it up on your phones.
Yeah. So we first got to pick a Christmas tree aesthetic. So all of these aesthetics that they're showing
I'm upper right. I'm picking upper right.
Yeah. That's a cozy twinkly light one. I think the more twinkle lights, the better in terms of holiday decor. Mm-hmm. What's something you want for the holidays? To find love, cold hard cash, a vacation, or AirPods?
I put a vacation.
Yeah. I'd say vacation too. I think that's right. Pick a city to visit. Paris, Tokyo, New York, Los Angeles. I'd say Paris. I've never been.
I have. It's beautiful. I've never been to Tokyo. I lived in New York. And I lived in Los Angeles. I think I put New York, though.
Now, for place to live, I put Paris for that one. For a place to live, there's a few different cozy options. There's
upper left is Cameron Diaz vibe.
Upper right is Kate Winslet vibe. Lower left is very Notting Hill.
Yeah, Notting
Hill. I think it's like a Notting Hill outdoor aesthetic. And then bottom right looks like New Jersey suburbs.
Yes.
So I'm going to say more like L.A. pool.
Bye. Yeah, I'm doing the L.A. pool. Won't
you? How would you describe your love life? Non-existent, complicated, damn near perfect, to be honest, sad.
Mine is complicated.
Matt's in the other room. What do I say?
I'm just openly, I'm like, it's complicated. Well, yeah, what's yours?
I mean, I hate...
Matt's upstairs.
I'm not going to say sad, no. I mean, I think the love life is good.
It's great.
I have no complaints, but yeah. It feels gross to say perfect, but...
It is, though. It is perfect.
Maybe you if Matt click. Wasn't in the other room, I would... Say something. No. Choose an activity. Listen to music, watch a movie, read a book, knit. I would say I'm a read a book. Pick a holiday movie other than the holiday. Elf, Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Love Actually.
See, this is where it gets complicated because
it's complicated. It's not an option though.
Yeah. What did I pick?
I'm going to pick Home Alone.
Yeah. I pick Home Alone also.
The last time you cried. The last time I cried was Tears of Joy, Stubbed My Toe, Got Broken Up With, or there was a sweet commercial on TV.
I'm cried Tears of Joy
commercial. Oh my God, Jenna.
Mr. Napkinhead. Who are you? You're Mr. Napkinhead also? Oh my gosh.
Do you think he's the only option?
You're the light of everyone's life. Oh my gosh. What if everyone is Mr. Napkinhead? Okay. Listeners, okay, please. Sorry to break the fourth wall. Everyone take this and tell us what you are in the comments. Blow those off this BuzzFeed quiz. Tell us who you are in the comments. Because also it says, you're Mr. Napkinhead. Reliable, charming, demure.
That's exactly what mine says.
The light of everyone's life. Without you in the world, everything sucks. You're Mr. Napkinhead.
But we picked other answers, so we shouldn't have the same one.
Oh my gosh.
We're blowing the lid off BuzzFeed. We are blowing the lid off Frank Pellegrino. Rest in peace.
Frank Pellegrino.
All sorts of people.
That is so funny.
Did you see
this? I love that story.
Did you see the sequel stuff about the holiday that came out last week? It was reported by the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And some other, maybe it wasn't the Daily Mail, but it was like some that, it wasn't the more reputable news sources. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't.
Yeah.
Take into account what Daily Mail has to say, because I read it regularly sometimes. But they had said that a holiday movie sequel was happening with all the actors, and I kind of knew it was fake.
I hope they don't, because I like it in its own canon. Also, I read that Nancy Meyers basically blackmailed Lindsay Lohan into her cameo. Remember how she plays like the actress with James Franco? So Nancy Meyers calls up Lindsay Lohan, who is like hot shit, obviously. And she goes, you owe me, because she directed Parent Trap, which was Lindsay's big. Yeah. And so Lindsay was like, okay. And Nancy was like, yeah, she said she was cool with it. She was fun and sweet. But I basically told her she has to do this. But also props to Lindsay.
And Nancy.
Both of them. Like, I like it. That's a perfect storm. Like, yeah, you do.
You know, I just saw Lindsay in an interview because she was promoting Falling for Christmas, which we covered earlier this season. And she was saying that for that, that was the only time she's done action, because the interviewer was asking, like, what kind of movie would you like to do next? She said, I've never done action except for that, like, one little scene in The Holiday. And so we need to, like, get Lindsay in an action movie.
Yeah.
Get her as an action star.
I think she would be great, actually. Yeah.
She's got
physicality.
The stuff now. She's, I think, going to do Freaky Friday too.
Oh yeah,
her and JLC.
Right. Yeah,
they're getting back together they're getting the gang back together for that one.
Good, we have to cover that.
The Holiday, though, I agree. It feels like it doesn't need. I'm usually
tie a bow on it,
and I am of the opinion nowadays we're just going to get reboots and sequels to everything, so it's better to just sort of embrace it and hope that they do a good job at least.
Mm-hmm.
But this would be one where I think I would be upset about it.
Yeah. Because we don't need it.
I would rather them do like some sort of spin-off ultimate or cinematic universe of it, where it's, or just take the concept of flipping houses and lives.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see these characters again because they ended it.
Rom-coms
are hard to do a sequel to.
100%.
They end on a kiss and a love story, and we want to believe that they just end happily ever after. Mm-hmm. But if you actually were to do a sequel, then
kind of like Bad Moms Christmas, which I watched the other day, because it's a sequel, I think, to Bad Moms.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Again, it's unhinged, perfect film. No notes. I have no notes for Bad Moms Christmas.
That's a sequel, though.
But yeah, it's a sequel that's somehow about Christmas,
right?
But it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no problems with it.
And I think comedy works better with sequels, and that one was good, I think, because they took it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sequels are hard. But The Holiday, I just can't even imagine a good sequel. But I'd trust Nancy if she was doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's doing something for Netflix, thank God.
I don't know.
Thank the good Lord.
I remember the Cameron Diaz Jude Law sex scene, the first one, mm-hmm. with that Imogen Heap song, Just mm-hmm. for Now?
Which also
like,
that...
Just for Now. You know, I can't sing, but like, oh my God.
And what's that other song they play? Let Go. It's from Garden State.
Yes.
And I was obsessed with Garden
When Cameron
State.
Shows up at the pub.
Yes.
And Jude Law's there with his friends, and she's like, I'm there alone. Her driving drunk in a Mini Cooper to that village shopping mart, that scene cracked me up.
When she's in...
Yeah, when she was like power... She's like drinking wine, buying a bunch of snacks. Because I studied abroad in London in the winter. In January, my senior year. It is that romantic. I made out with this guy. I had like a boyfriend. Not a boyfriend, but you know what I mean? Like a boyfriend while you're there. Yeah. An American guy.
It was cuffing season.
Yeah, it was cuffing season. He was a guy. I think he works at Columbia now. I'll tell you his name later.
British guy?
No, he was American, like a rugby player. But we met over there.
Love a rugby player.
Oh my gosh. Biggest he was thighs. So hot. It was like, he was so attractive. But we met at the laundromat because like my, everyone from my school, we were staying in like this like hotel in Russell Square. And his British friend was like, there's this American Girl, you got to meet her. Her name's Jenna. She's nuts. You guys will love each other. We met at the laundromat. He like came over. I remember there was one moment where he picked me up by the waist and put me on a dryer.
Wow.
Right? That's like, hot.
Yeah. It's like that. Did you ever see that movie? Was it Little Children with Patrick Wilson and Kate Winslet?
I don't think
they like have an affair on a dryer.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's hot. It's yeah. I fell in love with a laundromat.
It's not about little children. Really.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know. I was like,
just
wait,
clarify
what?
That. Yeah. I mean, I think it's about parent, whatever. I don't remember anything from that movie other than the dryer.
But it's so hot. But, I remember like falling in love in London in the winter is such a thing. But I remember like we had to, because I couldn't like, you know, I refused to go back with him to wherever he was living and I couldn't bring him to my hotel. So we would just make out under the scaffolding, and in London, there's foxes that run around. So I remember we were like making out outside this pub and like a fox would just run up and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's a fox, but it's so cute.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it's, was it snowy? And
yeah, it was snowy and cold. And so I think this movie came out a year later and I was like, oh my gosh,
like that's me.
I remember falling in love in pub culture. And I'm it made me long for it.
I love that.
I don't know.
The closest I can think of, I had my first like sort of gay date in the snowy Chicago. And I remember we went to some bar restaurant and had some cocktails. And this guy was like walking around the city and I wasn't out yet. And I was so scared, whatever. And I remember he grabbed my hand outside as we were walking around Chicago. And I was so scared. I like pulled it away. And then we kissed as it was snowing, like on a bridge in downtown Chicago. And it was just like so snowy and perfect. And, but he was the guy who had the violently big dick.
Oh yeah. I remember. Okay. Yeah.
Not to take us, but that's the one full circle.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, yeah, we talked about this before. But yeah. So I know this is a holiday movie podcast. I'm talking about big dicks and my traumatic grandfather. No. It's our last episode.
It wouldn't be
of the
an
season.
Iconic holiday podcast. Yeah.
Unless letting it all air out.
Yes. But no, it is like, it is sweet. And to be honest, the holiday is big one of dicks. My top three rewatchables. Like, and that's a category of movie that is, there's the rewatchables and there's the not rewatchables. And this is.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I can watch this anytime.
I'm going to say something controversial, maybe not even controversial, but a little bit troubling.
Yeah.
It's that this is one that I put on a lot too, but I always tend to like drop off after an hour. It's a very long movie.
It is.
And I always, because the rewatchables for me are the ones I put on when I'm napping or going to bed. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like The Holiday, for some reason, more than any other film I can think of, it's the one where I put it on and then I either fall asleep or I get distracted an hour in. And I fucking love that first hour. Mm-hmm. To me, there's nothing better. Cameron Diaz singing The Killers at when she gets to the cottage. Mm-hmm. Nothing better. Getting to that whole thing with Jude Law and when he comes to the cottage, when they fall in love.
Is it above the Scrabble? The blanket. Yeah.
And that, I know I talked about how much we love the Cameron house, but that Kate Winslet house is so fucking cozy.
Yeah. I didn't realize this is a really sad fact. A set.
No.
The exterior of the house, which we should go. It's in San Marino. It's not
they
far.
They still have the set up?
No, but the house is real, but the interior is a set. Same with the cottage, which I was like, that sucks. No.
Why the fuck are they doing this to us?
I know.
Haven't we been doing enough collectively as a culture?
I know. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. You know how they do those? Have you seen the Airbnbs, how they do those special ones now where you could stay at sets and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time before they, has anyone done, maybe they've already done that. Like some sort of promotional thing where it's like you can switch.
And the Rose Hill Cottage.
I remember seeing this movie and thinking we were going to be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I thought.
Oh, yeah. House swapping? Oh, yeah. I thought that was a thing. Also, Cameron Diaz said this was the most physically taxing movie she's ever done, which she does sprint through the snow in heels.
Okay.
But she did The Mask. Yeah. You had to salsa with Jim Carrey.
Charlie's Angels.
And Charlie's Angels. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm like,
which, Charlie's Angels, they didn't even use guns because they were like, we just want to do like fighting exercises. Yeah. And so they did.
But she says this one is more physical. I and I was like, that's bizarre.
I always love the scene, and it's not even really funny or anything, but it's when she gets to the house and she has to walk all that way with the luggage. Something about that scene is so appealing to me.
She's so, my other rewatchable, The Sweetest Thing.
Oh, classic.
That's where her physical comedy in The Sweetest Thing, again, is more physical than The Holiday. When she's hiking up those stairs in San Francisco and her and Christina Applegate dancing.
So good.
She's so, so funny.
Good. That movie is so good.
I love that movie.
Did you watch Dead to Me with yes. Christina Applegate?
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Yeah, and it's so I sad. I mean, she's going through such a hard time with her MS diagnosis, but yeah. she's so good in that series despite, I mean, she was diagnosed right when they started filming yeah, or close yeah. to. And what she was able to do, I mean, it's so impressive. But yeah, she's I've fantastic. Always loved Christina Applegate.
Oh, same
she's
here.
So good. And Cameron Diaz and fucking Selma Blair. Mm-hmm. Like the three of them together, I mean, we didn't know what we had when we had it.
Yeah.
We didn't know what
since
we had.
I remember like Married with Children was the show we had to sneak.
Yes.
Yeah, because like, well, that yeah. and Simpsons.
My we dad, were we were allowed to watch Married to Children because my dad loved it, but my mom would always come in and be like, Gare, why are you watching that with the kids?
Gare. Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing an animated Married with Children.
Are they seriously?
Well, I don't know if it's for sure gotten greenlit, but they did announce that they're developing with the original cast in the voice roles, and it's going to be like a Bob's Burger
oh, I love Family Bob's Guy kind of. Also, but, Katie Siegel or Seagal, oh, whatever. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Yeah, so that woman good. Is amazing.
So good. The supporting cast, we mentioned Ed Burns, but the old man who's...
Eli Wallach.
Yes. Oh. He's also just so fun and charming and I don't know. I love him in this. And that's actually, I think, my favorite relationship is the Kate Winslet relationship with him.
Yeah. He turned 90 while they were filming and they did a big 90th birthday party for him on set. And I guess Nancy said that it was hard to sometimes get a single take with him because he would just sit in his chair and start talking about the 60s or the 50s, like the golden era. And the cast and crew would come gather around. And there's all these still shoots or still shots from the set because he would just be like, 1954, Grace Kelly, you know, like, oh, and that's how people from that era talk. He's almost 90, you know? And she's like, okay, so Eli, that's great. Okay. So you got your line, like last looks. And
he's
like,
grandpa
so then I was Cary Grant. He came in, he said, can I get another martini? It was so funny, you know? And, but I was like, that's so iconic. I don't know. It's so funny.
Oh, I love that. I mean, all these, I know nowadays we have these like TikTok stars and stuff like that, but those stars, those like real big stars that we don't have a whole lot of anymore. Mm-hmm. I would love to just sit down and talk to the older, I don't know, Annette Bening or Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. I don't know. These are just names popping in my head. It's like they got the stories, not Addison Rae.
Like when you talk to Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah. It's like, she's got the stories.
The stories.
I want to see, she's in that Violent Night movie, which I really want to see. I think David we Harper. Talked about that.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but
let's watch it.
We got to go see it because I heard really good things. Although it looks violent. It looks really good. I heard it's good. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So The Holiday, I'm trying to think about other thoughts that I had. I think Jude Law's charming with the kids. We have that reveal. The second half of the movie though, cause I just rewatched it for this. The second half is like a brand new movie to me because I always fall asleep. And then I usually wake up for the end or I'll somehow have seen the end, but there was like a whole solid 45 minutes that I've seen very few times. And so during this rewatch, I was like, oh, that's the part where I'm just not conscious for. But I do love the relationship with the daughters. It's so cute.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
It is so cute. But also, like, Jack Black was dating that actress, that girl who was, like, the lead in 40 Days and 40 Nights with Josh Hartnett.
Was she really?
Yeah. Oh, so, like, the fact that she has two lines in this is kind of bonkers.
Well, also, John Krasinski and Catherine Hahn have, like, one line. They pop in as, like, the people who make the trailers with Cameron Diaz's character.
Yep.
And that must have been early in The Office. And early in Catherine Hahn.
Very early. And she's pregnant with her oldest.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I love her. I'm glad she's having like her. A moment of everybody loving her because she's really great. She's really, really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the one thing that Nancy and I love her, and this is, it is what it is. She doesn't have a ton of diversity in her movies.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Like it's, well, maybe like a spot that she could be better with.
Yes.
And hopefully going forward, she will be.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I do think this cast is really great. Like all of them together, except for I would recast Jack Black. That's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And
who would you, let's play dream cast. Who would you put?
I think, well, okay. If taking Ed Burns out of the equation, I think who would be good with Kate Winslet? I mean, I would.
Do you need a British person? Would you do a British?
I don't know, because it would be American character, right? I would, in dream of dreams, and this may be a cop-out answer, but my dream of dreams would be to see her and Leo together in like a fun thing, right? Like, wouldn't you like to see the two of them in a rom-com, not one where the ship goes down and they all die on not a rowboat, but like a door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a happy ending.
And also, I don't feel like Leo has ever done a rom-com, has he?
No.
A straight rom-com? Never. I don't think he has.
No.
And I would just love to see Leo do that.
What about like, okay, could you do Paul Rudd?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else would be like good with Kate Winslet. I feel like those two would be a good match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Really anyone. Jack Black, I don't know. I think because I do like him so much in School of Rock and stuff, and I like the funny characters, that I'm just not able to see him as that. But that's on me, maybe. I just don't find him that
charming. What if the sequel is just a scene-for-scene reshoot?
Okay.
But with Paul Rudd.
I would see that. I would love that. I would love that.
I watch it. Yeah.
And Jude Law's still hot. I watched that one. What was that HBO show he was in? The Young Pope or whatever?
I didn't see that.
And Diane Keaton.
Oh.
All goes back to Diane. Diane DM'd me last week.
She did? What'd she say?
I died, Jenna. I was on the way to a holiday party, and I get a DM and said, I love you or something. It literally said, I love you.
I love her.
And then a couple days later, I found out she was also sending that to other people, so it wasn't just me. But we did have a little exchange back and forth, and it was amazing. But The Young Pope was the Jude Law show that he did where he was like a sexy pope.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was an HBO sexy pope. I love him. And The Holiday, the music is really good. Hans Zimmer. We talked about that. The Hans Zimmer. I have that on vinyl, the score, because it's so warm and lovely and beautiful. And the music too, there's like a couple Christmas, what do they call that when it's like, it's putting the song on, needle drops. Needle drops. Yeah. A couple like Christmassy song needle drops. Mm-hmm. Plus that, song from Garden State, which I was obsessed with. And yeah, I just think it's a beautiful, warm movie. Cozy movie.
It's cozy.
And I don't know how anyone could watch The Holiday and not like it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, because it's so, everyone kind of trying to find themselves. But also, I love that scene with when Jack Black is like at his worst and then Kate Winslet is at her worst and Jasper flies from London to LA.
Has a gift
and shows up. And this is what I like about her storyline. And because the first, I don't know, 80 times I saw it, I identified with it, because you're like, okay, I feel like I'm having a one-sided love affair. And that person does something bonkers. And so I think that's where Nancy Meyers kind of nailed that relationship on the head, which is like, what do you do when you're like in love with someone who is a terrible person?
Wait, were you in love with someone who's a terrible person?
Oh my God, all the time. All the time. A bunch of times. And then they get like...
Was one a boss ever of yours?
Oh, this one was, but I was in my late 20s, so don't worry. Okay.
I don't know if I've ever been in like love with a boss.
Before. Yeah, I was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting dynamic.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I've always had just like gross... bosses. I don't think I've ever had a cute boss.
Oh, I've had cute bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Jenna, any other final thoughts about The Holiday or my grandfather?
Frank. He's on my naughty list now.
I feel bad. I hope none of my family's listening. Don't tell my mother or father I said all those.
It's okay.
It's terrible. No,
but like every fam has that. But also like my grandpa Phil and Phyllis, my grandparents were named Phil and Phyllis.
I love that.
And that's so cute. And they had a riding lawnmower. And that was
Rugrats, Phil and Lil.
Yeah. I remember thinking as a kid, I was like, I have to grow up and marry someone with the same name as me. Like a rhyming, you know.
But who would rhyme with Jenna? Benna?
Yeah. Benna. Yeah. Bennifer. Jen and Ben. I don't know. Which, by the way, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
I mean, we could talk about that forever. She just did. I feel like she's doing press for an album that doesn't exist. Have you noticed this? She just did a Vogue. She did the 75 questions, 73 questions or whatever. And it was to promote, I think, her relationship, because she at the end talks about the album, but the album, like, she was like, I got to go record. And it's like, so the album's not going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
And then she's, I don't know. It's like, I find those two, yes, I'm rooting for them, but something feels off to me about it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm watching. Go ahead. Oh,
I love that she just loves being engaged and married. Like that girl, like I get, people give Taylor Swift a bunch of shit, which I love Taylor.
Yeah, me too.
But I was like, you guys have to lay off of her. She's a normal person.
And she's so, I mean,
anyone of her age is doing everything that she's doing. Like, who cares? Right. But like, J-Lo, you have children, you know?
Oh, you're dating.
She's relationship hopping hardcore.
You're shaming J-Lo. You're age shaming her.
Not age so much as like optics.
You're optics shaming.
She came out and said, like, I've been spiraling for 18 years since I left Ben Affleck. And I'm like, dude, you got married and had kids. Well, you can't say that you've been spiraling because you got married and had kids.
And I think the problem, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think also the problem with that is like because both parties have kids, and I always think about Jennifer Garner, like seeing stuff like that. I'd be like, oh fuck, like that would just make me feel gross. Or Jennifer Garner's kids with Ben, like reading or hearing stuff about that. I'd be like, well, what the fuck was he with my mom for?
Totally. It's like, just don't say anything. I'm all about just no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
No, when you have kids, I think you just no comment.
I'm worried they're going to be working together again, and that's never been great. Like the Geely or the, I mean, I will see it. But that worries me. I feel like J-Lo's been on such a good track work-wise. I loved Hustlers. She was so good.
Yeah, me too.
She was so good in that.
That was so good.
Wait, that sparked something else that I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. Oh, well. Jenna, I think this might be our last episode of the season. We're going to do a little New Year's thingy. So we'll stay tuned for that.
Yes.
We thank you all. If this is our last one, stay tuned to the podcast feed for all updates and check me out on my other show. It's called Everything Iconic. And maybe we'll have another episode, or maybe these will be out of order or something. So, you know, we're not as professional as we should be here.
Who knows? But and also, I wrote the Hallmark movie I wrote is probably going to air next Christmas. So tune back in next season.
Jenna, we're going to have some
next year.
Next year. Next year. I can't wait.
I'm making a step and repeat. We're doing
and
it.
And maybe we'll be back before the holidays of next year.
If something nuts happens.
We always say
Magic Mike 3.
We have to do
we'll be back.
That's in
obviously.
February. We have to do one.
We'll be back this February. Okay.
We're going to try to be back this February to talk about Magic Mike 3 because Jenna and I will be seeing it together.
Yeah. In IMAX.
But in the meantime, just
let's
thank
go to
you
that
all
one
so
theater.
Much.
The 4D with those seats that like move.
I want his junk in my face.
Yes. Yeah. We're seeing it. Okay. See you in February.
Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out my other show, Everything Iconic. Go to everythingiconic.store. My book is called How Do I Unremember This? And next holiday season, there might be another book that hopefully we can, will be out, I believe, next October, but I'm not supposed to be saying that. Jenna, where can people find you?
I'm just on the Insta at jenna.brister.
And we will be checking in with you guys for New Year's. So stay tuned for
love
that.
You.
I love you all so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.